The military strike on Iran that wasn't.
President Trump aborts the mission.
Airlines are making changes.
Rerouting away from Iran.
Flying taxis without drivers.
This is really about saving time in a convenient and safe way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president orders military strikes on Iran, then abruptly aborts the mission. Our team coverage begins with correspondent Stephen Portnoy live at the White House.
Every indication, Deborah, was the U.S. was preparing to strike Iran in retaliation for its shootdown of an American drone this week. Last night, reporters noticed Vice President Pence's motorcade return to the White House about 8 o'clock. Senior press office staffers were also still on hand at that late hour. That, too, is rare. But then around 8:30 p.m., the West Wing began emptying out without explanation. Sources tell CBS News the president canceled the planned strike at the 11th hour while the planes were in the air. Yesterday, Mr. Trump described the drone shootdown as a mistake, possibly made by a field commander and not leaders in Tehran.
It could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
It's still not clear why the president ordered a halt to the planned strike, but sources tell CBS's Margaret Brennan the concerns of U.S. allies factored into the decision. As CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from the UAE, there's word the president tried to alert Iran that he'd ordered a U.S. strike.
Iran remains defiant today, insisting once again that they've got indisputable evidence that that drone crossed over into their airspace. There are also reports, quoting Iranian officials, that President Trump gave a warning overnight via a third country that an attack on Iran was imminent. However, an Iranian official tells CBS News that communication never took place.
I'm Gary Nunn. Emergency orders have been issued by the FAA banning U.S.-based airlines from flying in an overwater area of Iran-controlled airspace over the Strait of Hormuz and Gulf of Oman. United has suspended flights from Newark to Mumbai, India's financial capital. Most foreign airlines, including British Air, KLM, Lufthansa, and Qantas, also are either suspending or rerouting their flights. One company that provides guidance to airlines worldwide says the threat of a civil aircraft shootdown in southern Iran is real.
Doctors and attorneys say hundreds of children, including babies, are living under inhumane conditions without enough food, water, or sanitation at a border control station near El Paso, Texas. CBS's Maria Villarreal says many are in desperate need of medical care.
One researcher told us that more than a dozen children had the flu, and some were in quarantine cells without adult supervision. There were young girls in this facility taking care of a sick 2-year-old boy who was in filthy clothing without a diaper. The children said that they were fed uncooked, frozen food and had gone weeks without bathing. Now, immigration officials could not be reached for this story, but, you know, for months they have been saying that their system and the facilities are overwhelmed.
In Hong Kong, hundreds of protesters are back on the streets blocking traffic after the government missed a deadline to meet demands over a controversial extradition bill. Democratic presidential hopefuls are ready for some group politicking.
I'm Jim Crisul in Columbia, South Carolina. The Palmetto State will be the center of the political world for Democrats this weekend. Nearly all of the Democrats seeking the party's 2020 presidential nomination will attend various events that are part of the state Democratic Party convention. Among other things, the candidates will address a Planned Parenthood for.
Joe Biden meets privately with black leaders after his remarks about working with segregationist senators in the 70s. Oregon's Democratic Governor Kate Brown wasn't having it when 12 Republican senators walked out to avoid a vote on a sweeping bill to lower greenhouse gas emissions. She authorized state police to bring them all back to the Capitol building in Salem. They still haven't shown up. A surprise confession at the war crimes trial of Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He's charged with stabbing a teenaged ISIS fighter to death in 2017. CBS's Carter Evans.
Prosecution witness and SEAL medic Corey Scott told the court he was the one who killed the teen by holding his thumb over his tracheal tube until he quit breathing. He said he did it to spare him from torture by Iraqi forces. Scott was granted immunity from criminal prosecution this week, and prosecutors accused him of lying to protect Gallagher. His testimony contradicted his previous statements, as well as the testimony of other SEALs.
Prosecutors say they will not drop the charges against Gallagher. They say it'll be up to the jury to decide. Why pay more when a few steps can save you a small bundle? Steve Futterman wraps up our Travel Smart series.
At a place where some want to build a wall, there is a bridge.
A bridge is creating incredible results.
At the U.S.-Mexico border east of San Diego, private investors have built the Cross Border Express, essentially an airport terminal on the U.S. side. For $16, people walk 390 feet, go through customs, get into Mexico, and use the Tijuana airport. Most people who use the bridge talk about two things: the convenience, the speed of getting from one country to the other, also cheaper flights.
How much money do you think you save?
$800, I think.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Otay Mesa, California.
Need a lift? We're headed back to the future.
Meet George Jetson.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has an exclusive look at what could become the world's first self-driving flying car.
There's no human at the controls of this prototype single-seat autonomous air taxi as it takes off vertically like a helicopter. Its wings then rotate, allowing it to fly like a plane. The battery-powered aircraft hits speeds over 100 miles an hour and can fly up to 35 miles. Hervé Hilaire is the project manager for Vahana.
Do you think you're going to get people who want to get in a flying contraption that doesn't have a pilot?
Over time, people will get used to it.
Buzzing over rural Oregon, this could be the answer to urban gridlock, simply flying over the traffic jam. But convincing the public might be a challenge.
We've been working on showing that we can execute a safe test flight and return safely to the ground.
Morgan Stanley predicts flying cars will be a $1.5 to $3 trillion business in 20 years. The race is on now to develop a fleet of ride-sharing autonomous air taxis. Think flying Ubers.
Don't mess with this granny, CBS's Matt Piper explains.
A 75-year-old grandmother in Alabama helped capture a suspect wanted for car theft, holding him at gunpoint until deputies arrived. Investigators say the suspect, Cameron Powers, had been on the run for some 4 hours after crashing a stolen car during a high-speed chase with deputies near Marsha Black's home in Limestone County. Black says she talked to Powers from her front porch, all the while keeping him at bay with her hunting rifle. She shot out in the air, says he realized she meant business, and got down on his knees until police arrived.
The summer solstice is almost here. They've already celebrated at Stonehenge. Spiritualists and tourists greeted the sunrise at Britain's ancient monument to mark the longest day of the year. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 21st. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.